Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me. Today, I want to talk about a topic that I haven't spoken about in a while, but I think it's really important, and I see a lot of people making some serious mistakes according to biblical understanding when it comes to people's personal lives and their dating lives or their relationship lives. And I think this message needs to be told over and over again, especially to people that don't have experience in this field, in terms of younger people, but also older people in general. So the topic of today is relationships. And I personally am somebody who got married to somebody who wasn't necessarily a strong believer. And after 10 years, I got divorced, and I tried to reevaluate things in my life after having a strong walk, what I believe, with my Creator. And I got back into the dating scene, and I was very deceived to get back in relationships with people who, I don't necessarily say they weren't believers, but they certainly weren't equally yoked where I was at, and it didn't work out at all. And I had to reevaluate things and really get some hard lessons and learn and not make the same mistake I made again in marrying somebody who wasn't on the equally yoked. And there's one thing when it comes to dating somebody or getting in a relationship with somebody who's not necessarily equally yoked, but they believe in Yahshua. That in itself can be an issue as well, but it's a completely different issue when you're involved in a relationship with somebody who clearly denies Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, as the Messiah. So you got two little issues there. Both of them I would recommend against. So I'm somebody who believes deeply in the Scripture. I believe in being obedient to the word of our Creator. I believe in reading the Bible on a regular basis. And I really believe that the commandments that our Creator said is something we should follow, as just like Yeshua says in the Bible, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, I know we're saved by the blood of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and that's where salvation comes from. But I do believe if we're truly saved, we should have every desire to keep the commandments. I'm a person that believes that the Bible is against drugs and is completely against getting drunk or things that are going to open up gates to that, even alcohol at all. I'm very strong-willed about modesty and just not opening up gates or opening up areas to let the enemy in. And I want to protect myself. I want to protect my house. I want to protect my children. I want to protect my family and my life. So when I was going to get a new wife, you know, as much as I can make excuses or let Satan try to deceive me and so on, protecting my relationship with Yahweh was most and foremost most important. So even though I wasn't going to marry somebody who was not equally yoked with me and my strong beliefs, I still dropped the ball and I still made excuses to let weak believers in my life on a personal level, and that creates a problem. And I saw this video once with this pastor from the Caribbean, Miles Monroe. Excellent. Anyone that's in a relationship or thinking about getting a relationship, watch Miles Monroe's videos about any topic, but about relationships. They are excellent. And I saw a video about what he called was bonding. Or webs, he called it webs. Whenever you get involved with a person, you create a web. On any level of personality, once you speak to another person, you created a very, very light web. So you speak to somebody, let's say you see somebody in line at the bank or something. People don't go to the bank anymore. Let's say you see somebody, at the grocery store in line. And for some reason, you start talking to them. Nothing wrong with that, you know, tell them Yeshua died for them or something. But now you get their name. Oh, what's your name? You've just created a very, very light web. And the more you speak to this person, let's say you see them the next day. Oh, you know, hello. And you call them by that personal name. So that web's getting just a little bit stronger. And then let's say you get their social media page. Oh, you on Facebook or Instagram? Now you're seeing them on a different level. So now that web just got a little closer. Now you start communicating through social media or something. So that web is getting a little bit stronger. Now you might meet up with them outside of the grocery store, bumping into them or somewhere else. Now you're creating this web. And then maybe you start spending more time with them. You're creating a stronger web and a stronger, and this web keeps creating. So anytime you're creating a relationship, you're creating a web. And you might not even be thinking in your mind, I'm going to date this person, or I'm not even interested in this person from a relationship standpoint. I just want to make friends. And you're creating friends. But when you're creating these friends, these relationships, what you're doing is you're creating webs, or you're creating a web around that. And the closer you get to someone through a relationship, and it could be strictly platonic if you think it is, or whatever, you create this bond through these webs. And then what happens is, when it comes time to pull apart from that person, so let's say you've created a tight web with this person, and all of a sudden, now you've asked this person many different things, but you've not talked to them about the scriptures yet, let's say. Or let's say you have talked to them about the scriptures, but not deep. And now you start finding things out that you don't like about this person. Whoa, I didn't know that. Oh, really? I don't agree with that. Whether it's politically or whatever, but especially spiritually. So now you want to pull back. But if that web is too tight, it's hard to pull back. It's not simply just walking away, because now you have a bond with somebody. It's a great video by Miles Monroe on this, webs that people build in relationships. And now you build a web that's so tight. Now, if you start dating a person and you get physical with that person, whether it's a hug, holding a hand, or a kiss, or fornicating with them, that web is so tight and so deep, it's not easy to just walk away. Even though you know this person might be evil, wicked, or something in their life may be harmful to your interpersonal life, you've now created a web that is not so easy to walk away from. And this is the problem, a really, really deep problem. And I'm making this audio here right now, so hopefully you would learn and begin to understand the importance of choosing who you decide to let in your personal life, in your personal field when you get into a relationship with somebody or something like that. It is extremely important to understand this. And a lot of people contact me who are looking for relationship advice. And I am, or I have been in the past, one of the most unsuccessful people in finding a good, solid relationship from a biblical standpoint. So much so it led to a divorce and many broken relationships. But I studied and I prayed and I seeked and I finally found a person, and I approached it in the right way without getting too close too quickly, and learned about the person, and I ended up really getting to know the person and seeing that they're not going to add complications to my spiritual protection of my life and my house, but they're going to enhance it and be in a compliment to my life, I ended up getting remarried recently, and it is absolutely a blessing and completely different than anything I've ever been in. Any relationship I've ever been in, even from a friendship level to a romantic level, everything is completely different because I finally found the formula, or what our Creator says when He says, do not be unequally yoked and be equally yoked, and why He says that, and so on. But I'm making this video and this audio here today so you would understand. I haven't learned necessarily from doing it right and getting it right this time. I learned from doing it wrong for so long, and I'm here to warn you, to help you, to tell you what to avoid. And if you are listening to this right now, and are you in a relationship with and is on any level with someone who is unhealthy to your walk with Yeshua, to unhealthy to your security, your shalom, and your peace, as hard as it might seem, you need to stop building those webs and start breaking those webs and start figuring out ways to get out of that. Maybe you're following someone on social media, unfollow them. Maybe you're speaking to somebody every day, cut back. You know, you only want to pursue relationships in your life on a personal level. I'm not talking about a business level. I'm not talking about other levels, but on a personal level, with people that are going to be compliments to your life and not hinder your life. So this is important to understand. Now, there are some situations where it might be a sibling or a parent that is completely against what you believe in terms of scripture or something else, where you can't completely avoid that person, or you shouldn't completely avoid that person. And there are other people in your life that are clearly sinners, that are clearly not believers, that clearly have no interest in following the words of our Creator. And I'm not telling you to completely cut yourself off from those people, because we can minister to those people and we could set examples for those people. You know, and we could have people in our lives like that. However, when you're pursuing a relationship, when you're looking to have whatever you want to call it, a best friend, a good friend, or even worse, you're dating somebody, you want a spouse, you must be careful in who you open up your life to. You can be in a relationship with people without getting personal with people. You can pray for people without letting people in. You can even like people without letting people in. But once you start getting personal with people, it creates, you're letting the enemy, I believe, set yourself up for something terrible. And I meet people who say they're believers now, and whether they're divorced and they're trying to redo a relationship standpoint or something, or they're young and they're dating. I meet people that are just getting in terrible situations, and I try to warn them. I try to warn them because I know certain things are 100% no way, don't pursue that, don't go there. And it's so blinding how the enemy tempts people. And the enemy, it's just reality of today, how we live in the flesh. I got to a point in my own life where I would not be able to make my own decisions about relationships anymore. There were several people in my life, good brothers in my life. And I'm not, you know, I've gotten away from getting in relationships with women and just having them as friends, women as good friends, and praying with women and all this, because that just creates this bond. And I got into a point where I had some good brothers in my life, and one or two of them particularly, I was not going to pursue a relationship. I was not going to be in a relationship, and I definitely wasn't going to marry somebody who these people did not approve of. And the reason I did that was I did not trust my own flesh. I did not trust my own opinion. I did not trust myself in this area because I knew about my former weaknesses, and I also knew how the enemy works, and I know how we could distort our thinking and make excuses and so on. So I wanted it to be confirmation. And to me, confirmation was going to be from my hardest critics, my truly best friends, the brothers in my life, the people I looked up to, the people who I like the way that their relationships were according from a biblical standpoint. I wanted them to be my guide. And since they were my hardest critics, I want to be sure without any doubt that this was the right thing to do. And I'm so thankful these people in my life were able to stand up and tell me the truth, even if sometimes it hurt it or I didn't want to hear it. And I recommend everyone out there, whether you're a sister or a brother, or a woman or male, have people in your life of the same gender that are going to help you in these situations. So if you meet somebody that you're interested in or somebody that you want to be interested in, speak to those people in your lives, whether an elder or somebody who has experience in this. You know, don't speak to people that have no experience in these areas. Speak to somebody, have good people in your lives. And this is for every area, not only relationships, but especially relationships. Speak to people in your lives that have a good understanding of these things. And so my point, I wasn't going to let anyone in my life until, you know, these people approved. And the scriptures are clear when it talks about these things, but sometimes we let that go wayward and we don't look at what it's saying. We don't care what it's saying. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14-15, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Yeshua and Baal? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Now, let me explain some things to you. I believe this is one of the most important scriptures in the whole Bible. Out of everything to follow, this is one of the most important scriptures we should be following. And I would also suggest and say that it is one of the least scriptures that are followed by today in people's world, including believers. The enemy wants to take this scripture out of the Bible. The enemy wants to take this concept out of the Bible. Again, I am not saying you cannot be friends with, you can't associate with, or you can't have people in your life that aren't believers. I am not saying that. I am saying you have your own personal inner circle, your own person that you open up your life to, who you create bonds with. And that's what I'm saying. Do not create a web, a bond. Do not get on a personal level with these people. Do not. You can disciple somebody who's a new believer. You can minister somebody who's not a believer. I have people in my life that I would consider friends, and they would actually do more for me than some people that call themselves Christians. They have inside them, they have a good understanding of integrity, which I believe today the enemy has deceived some people, and some so-called believers don't have this integrity. But these people that don't know Yeshua have this integrity. There are honestly good-hearted people out there, but when it comes down to it, they don't know Yeshua. They don't have a relationship with Yeshua. They're involved with the witchcraft of the world. Now, these people aren't bad or wrong to have in your life. But when you open up your personal space, when you open up your life, when you let people in, when you create that bond and that web with people, you need to be extra careful. And certainly when you start dating someone and you marry somebody, and especially understanding this, dating is like the gateway drug to something a lot worse, to marriage, if you're dating an unbeliever. So you need to investigate from a distance if a person is a believer or not, if you want to get involved with a person. So with that example of that person you met at the supermarket, you know, maybe ask them if you're interested, do you go to a church? If they say yes, oh, okay. Now, before getting their personal information and start talking to them personally, what church do you go to? And then maybe investigate that church and see what that church believes. Is it on the same level of what you believe? Because if that person's going to that church, there's a good chance that that's what they believe. And if you're looking at what that church believes and it doesn't go along with your understanding of scripture, there's a problem there. And then if you do see that church is pretty good in what their beliefs are and understanding is, go to that church, visit them, and maybe get to know this person through other people and or in a group environment at least. And then you could appropriately make a decision if you want to pursue something or pursue this. So you want to keep the one-on-one interaction between certain people at a distance until you truly know what you're getting yourself into. And men, I highly recommend this for you to, you know, because it's, you know, men's vision can be persuade their make people spiritually blind. So you must be extra cautious in these areas. And women, your heart needs to be protected. You must be extra careful in your ears and the words you're allowed in your ears. You know, and I would suggest, and this is only my feelings on this situation, but a man's weakness is his eyes and a woman's weakness are her ears. So when it comes to relationships and emotions, so when it comes to emotions, a man's weakness is his eyes and a woman's weakness is her ears. A man will forgo everything if he sees something, you know, and then, you know, it's true. The picture's worth a thousand words, but when your friends that aren't involved in that see something and see danger coming and you can't see that, the eyes can be very deceptive, which is why we need eyes of holiness and we need to be careful. And women, what you hear, you could see something clear as day that's wrong, but you hear something. And it plays on your emotions, so you must be careful. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. Are you a believer? Do you believe in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus? No? Have a nice day. Yeshua died for you. Have a nice day. No? Here's a track. Go to this website of somebody talking why you should believe in him. Have a nice day. Not, well, let me get your number or we can go out for a drink and get to know each other. No, let me put it this way, folks. Missionary dating doesn't work. It doesn't bring the other person up. It brings you down. Period. End of story. No excuses. No exceptions. Deuteronomy 7:3 says, do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters or your sons to take their daughters for your sons. We must be careful in this area. And a question is, what if you haven't heard this message or you didn't understand this message, but you're hearing it now for the first time and you're already in a relationship with somebody who's not a believer? Get out of it. Get out of it. Immediately get out of it. Now the question goes, well, what if you're already married to a person who's not a believer? That's different. That's different. If you're in a relationship with somebody on a dating level, or whatever you want to label it, that's not a believer, and you personally have feelings for this person, run the other way. Now, if you're in a marriage, that's different. You've made a covenant to our Creator, and the scriptures are very clear. If you're in a marriage with a non-believer, how to handle that situation, and that's not the topic of today's audio here. The scriptures are clear how to handle if you're in a marriage with a non-believer. I'll leave it at that, and if you want to learn more about that, you can go to my videos on my website or look it up in the script itself. But if you are involved in a dating relationship with somebody who's not a believer, get out of it. It says in Malachi 2:15, has not the one God made you? You belong to him in body and spirit. And what does one Elohim seek? Godly offspring. So be on guard and do not be unfaithful to the wife of your youth. These are the scriptures that talk to it. It says in 1 Corinthians 7:39, a woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives. But if a husband dies, she is free to marry anyone she wishes. But he must belong to a wonderful Creator. And I would equate that as well, the other way around as well, for men with women. And I'm not getting into the topic of divorce and remarriage or relationships. That's not the point of this video. The point is, if for whatever reason you decide to get in a relationship with somebody, whether it's looking for a remarriage or whether it's looking for your first marriage or your relationship, whether you're a young person listening right now and our Creator put your ears to hear this video, or you're an older person that hasn't dated for a long time, I am telling you, I am warning you, take it however you want. You should not entertain even the thought of getting in a relationship with somebody who is not a strong believer and has the same values, principles, and understanding that you do. You understand? It says in 1 Corinthians 5:11, but now I am writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who claims to be a brother or sister, but is sexually immoral, greedy, an idolater, a slanderer, a drunkard, or a swindler. Do not even eat with such people. The scriptures are clear on this topic, and I've seen more people get themselves in danger from this topic than any other topic out there in the world. Letting other people bring you down, thinking you're going to lift them up. That's Satan. That's the enemy working in your life. We have to understand this. Proverbs 22:25 says, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul. Endanger your soul. You know, remember when Abraham said, go get my son to his servant, go get my son a wife, but not from these people, go back to my family. You know, that's what he says. It says in the scriptures, in Ezra 10:11, now honor Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, and do his will. Separate yourself from people around you and from your foreign wives. Look at what happened to King Solomon. Look what happened to one of the wisest so-called men in the world who got involved with non-believers. How much more information do you need? Here it comes right straight up to you. Listen to this. Write this down. Remember this when you're interested in someone, when you're talking to anyone, who you friend on social media. This is extremely important. Who you friend on social media or anything else. It says, don't be fooled by those who say such things. For bad company corrupts a good character. 1 Corinthians 15:33. For bad company corrupts a good character. And Proverbs 13:20 says, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. This is such an important topic. And I pray that somebody's hearing this today that needs to hear this and will understand this. All right, everybody, thank you for listening today. May our Creator be with you and bless you.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Mercy is a song singing to my heart, telling me it's okay, come just as you are. I never heard a melody like the one that's singing over me, and I just wanna sing along, 'cause mercy is a song and freedom is a choir, swaying back and forth, shining in the shadow of a stained glass Sunday morning, shouting hallelujah, yesterday is gone. Our freedom is a choir and mercy is a song. Sing it.